News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, let's turn and go to London. While tens of thousands of people are set to take to the streets of London to protest at the visit of Donald J. Trump to the UK. Now, but one man is so excited, however, to welcome him that he has changed the name of his pub in honour of his visit. Damien Smith, owner of the Trump Arms and a proud Irishman, why did you decide to rename your pub? Is this just an PR stunt or is it something deeper?
No, Paul, no, absolutely not. It's not a PR stunt at all, you know. I came to this town to make friends. I didn't come to make money, but if the money comes along, that would be great. But the thing about it, Paul, is that it's a very serious subject, and the thing has gone too far here. They're insulting our good American friends, and we're all the same family. You know, the Irish, the British, and the Americans, we're all the same family. We're all buddies, and we're all... we're all great friends and family. But The thing about it is that if we start insulting, you know, they democratically elected Donald Trump. And, you know, that's their decision. You know, so we must be, you know, that's their decision. And they have to, you know, we have to support them and just respect our great friends and great great buddies.
You spent time in the States. You lived in the States some years ago, and I'll explain why I know that in a moment. But have you always been a Trump fan? Because did you ever work for Trump?
No, I never worked for Trump. No, but I lived nearby him there in the States and that sort of thing. But you know, the minister.
Did you ever see him when you were in Manhattan?
Of course I did. Of course I did. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he was a.
What is it about him, Damien, that you admire?
Well, I admire the sacrifice that the man has made, Paul.
Sacrifice? A lot of people disagree with you on that.
The man has made for his country and the world to, at this age of his life, when he didn't need to be doing it, he should be golfing in Dunbeg or in Scotland or whatever. The man should be out there enjoying his life. But he has made a sacrifice for the his country and the world to better the place, you know?
Well, look. Now, we're all Irish, right? And we have the immigrant background, and that's why we have such an affiliation with America. But building a big, high wall with Mexico and denying people, and the way he's been treating decent human beings who are just looking for a new life, separating them from their kids, that's hardly the work of a man who's benefiting or aggrandizing the world around him.
But, Paul, this has been going on in the Obama era as well. Did you look at the papers and look at the Google there and see that Obama was at that as well? He had 90,000 kids in cages, you know, and all this kind of stuff. That was before Trump got in here.
Mm.
So this is a fact of the matter, but people don't seem to want to realise this. You know?
What kind of reaction have you got? Because if there is such hostility to him, you've renamed your pub the Trump Arms. It's in West Kensington in London, just for those who want to visit. What kind of reaction are you getting?
Superb reaction. Unbelievable. I even had, just last evening, I had an American man and his wife from Boston. He's a top hedge fund man down the road. And he said that it's just unbelievable what we've done here for the American people and for, people who are Trump supporters and who can come out. Because he said they were going to dinner parties and they're even shunned at dinner parties because you can't mention that you in any way favour Donald Trump or you think that he's doing a good job, you know.
Now, you're featured on national TV. I think NBC have done an interview with you, a lot of newspapers over there and all the UK newspapers.
We've done a programme, or evening news on NBC, 9.3 million viewers on Saturday evening. And there's a constant barrage of media now.
And what about is there any chance, Damien, that the great man himself may pop around for a glass of whatever kind of vino you have on tap?
Well, the man doesn't drink vino. The man doesn't drink. He's a good, solid... he's a teetotaler.
Being a litre man, you'd offer him a pint, I'm sure, still. Even if he was a teetotaler.
Because he wouldn't. I'll give him a drop of tea, maybe.
So have you talked or contacted any of his organisers, his handlers?
No.
Because in fairness, it's the only place it seems to be that he's going to be welcomed.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Which is absolutely shocking and disgraceful. To think that, you know, really, my main reaction to this was this balloon that they're putting up. You know, a 20-foot-high balloon. in the centre of town. You know, it's disgraceful, childish, silly, you know, and the mayor of this town, Sadiq Khan, has authorised this.
Mm.
It's absolutely disgraceful. And you know, it's going to affect the country here, because it's not Trump. Trump is a tough old character. He's, it's water off a duck. The problem is, it's the American people that you're hurting.
Okay.
They're feeling. They're the people who actually democratically elected this man.
Well, let's nail our colours to the mast. You are from Leitrim. You are from fantastic little place called Ballinamore. I happen to know you since we went to school. Now, I have to tell you...
I got caned for the same crime.
But there was no reason, there was no hint ever when we were going to school that there was anybody in our class who was a Trump supporter. You've let the side down, don't you?
Look, Paul, as you know, we were all a bit entrepreneurial around there, you know? And we didn't learn our marketing skills or any kind of skills in Trinity College. We got them in High Street, Ballinamore and surrounding areas, you know?
The School of Hard Knocks. Anyway, are you going to, by the way, change briefly, are you going to keep the name over the door, or are you going to go back to your original name? What is the original name of the pub, by the way?
We'll have to look at that when it comes to it, but it's such a massive reaction. Like I was saying, we have Newsweek, Russia Television were here yesterday, ITV News, News at 10, NBC, ABC. It's just unbelievable. It's constant flow of media outlets.
You might even open a chain of Trump bars around the place.
We're thinking about that already, Paulo. Don't worry about that.
Bring one back to Ballinamore, maybe. They'd love that over there.
Oh, they'd love that, right.
Pat Kenny, when he comes in, I'd say he'd be delighted to hear about this, because he's a big Trump watcher. I'm going to ask him when he comes into the studio in a few minutes what he thinks of all this. Damien Smith, a Leitrim man, Irish man in London, who's booking the trend. Thanks very much for joining us, and look forward to seeing you over the summer, maybe sometime, if they let you out of prison early.